You're listening to SBS News.
More stories of heartache are emerging in Sri Lanka, each as tragic as the last. Anusha Kumari, a 43-year-old woman, was left childless and a widow. Her daughter, son, husband, sister-in-law and two nieces were killed in the attack on the St. Sebastian Church in Negombo. Anusha Kumari was herself injured in the attack, but left hospital to bury her family. She says she has lost hope.
I had a wonderful family and two beautiful children and a good husband. We had 24 years of married life without any issues. My son and daughter were very obedient and very bright. I lost my entire family. Now I am all alone. Now everyone is leaving me alone. You can understand why I don't have any hope now. I would have been able to rebuild my life if I had even one child left. Everyone is leaving me alone.
Mourners have had to pass through security checks to attend the funerals while a military drone buzzed overhead. Reverend Niroshan Pereira led prayers for the dead before encouraging everyone to leave quickly at the end of the service. The fear of further attacks is very real. Reverend Pereira himself lost 16 relatives and friends in the attack.
I feel sad when my friends and colleagues calls me, then I ask them to keep the things, but by the way, keep the trust in God still, not to go away from the church rituals and activities, but to came out of this situation, continue to pray like that I used to ask from the people and my friends. Around 14 to 16, my close friends and relatives have passed away. We feel that pain still.
It's been revealed that Sri Lankan authorities had received intelligence the Easter Sunday attacks were imminent, but chose to ignore it. Opposition lawmaker Kahalia Rambukwela says the government's decision not to act was a political one, and that it decided not to act because it didn't want to offend Muslim leaders.
Obviously, the imminent attack was known to these people, right? And for whatever the reason, reasons may be a mystery. For me, it's political. I think it's political reason. They thought that you should not antagonize some of these Muslim leaders because of their vote base. And the country had to pay the price. Innocent civilians had to pay the price.
More details have emerged too about the band of nine Islamist suicide bombers who carried out the attacks. It's believed the bombers were well-educated and from well-to-do families, and that one of them was a woman. It's also believed one of the bombers studied at an Australian university. Sri Lanka's Deputy Defence Minister Ruwan Wijewardena says the government has to take responsibility for not taking action.
Well, there was definitely a lapse of intelligence, and the government has, you know, we have to take responsibility because unfortunately if this, the sharing of, of intelligence information had been given to the right people, I think at least this could have been, whether it was a, could be avoided or even minimised.
Sri Lanka's President Maithripala Sirisena says he plans to change the heads of the country's defence forces following their failure to prevent the attack. More than 100 of those killed were worshippers at the St. Sebastian Church in Negombo, north of the capital Colombo. Some Muslims there fear reprisals. Muhammad Ramzin runs a jewellery shop in Negombo's market and says he is worried.
Of course, we have a lot of fear. There are a lot of people with children. We are not in a position to send our kids to school due to this reason. Anything might happen anytime. That is our expectation now. And we have been closed our business for last 4 days.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attacks, which killed hundreds of people and left many more injured. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.